Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making a better Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Our toll-free hotline, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a ton of money. If you switch to Geico, go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. You got to get on PharrellOnABench.com. How about tonight, 64% of my bets hit, 2-0 in the NFL, 4-1, 80% in the NHL, 9-3, 75% in the NBA. It's unbelievable. Sunday, 63% of my bets hit, 81% in college hoops. Saturday, 69% in college hoops, 69% in the NHL. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Friday, 66% of my bets hit, 77% in the NBA, 67% in the NHL, 60% in college football, 62% in college hoops. It just never ends. 67% on Turkey Day NFL picks. I mean, it's just unbelievable. PharrellOnABench.com. It is truly unbelievable. Sign up. Hide the money from your wife. It's a beautiful thing. It really is a beautiful thing. Honestly. 855-212-4227. So on his birthday, I think it was Friday, Russell Wilson said he wants to play until he's 45. So he's like following in Tom Brady's footsteps. How's that working out, the 45-year plan? Does anyone really think he's going to make it to 45 now? Do you really think he's going to play 45 three more years?
I don't.
I don't either. You know what? Here's the deal. If that guy so much as sniffs that he's not good anymore, he's going to call it a day. You know why? Because he's the greatest quarterback now that's ever lived. And no one even argues it, right? The minute you start like falling off the cliff and you suck, which he hasn't, but everyone thinks he is, because like he's had like four or five average games, right? I do not believe last night was one of them, right? He still almost threw for almost 400 yards, right? There, the reason I, you know, frankly, they lost that game last night was their defense allowed all those points, because they remember they were number one defense in the league, not allowing anything. What were they allowing? 13 points a game, something like that. And then now every game they've been allowing 21 or more, right? So if the defense can't stop anybody, you can't blame him. But people still are going to blame him if he doesn't have huge games every week. People are going to start saying he's getting old, right? And it's father time is catching up with him. So now you got another guy. You know, it's hard to listen to a guy that's 31 tell me he's going to play till he's 45. Because he's already played a few years, right? How many years has he been in the league? I don't know, but he's played several. He's been to two Super Bowls. Do you really believe he's going to play 14 more seasons? Do you really believe that?
No.
I don't either. Not for 1 minute. He looked good tonight, though. Ravens are the Super Bowl favorites, then the Saints. then the Pats, then the Niners, and followed by the Chiefs, according to those that think they know. Over the last 10 games, the Steelers ranked number one in the NFL in takeaways, first in quarterback hits, 78, first in passes defense, 65, first in forced fumbles, 17, first in fumble recoveries, 13, second in picks, 15, second in sacks, and tied for third in defensive touchdowns with 3. Not too shabby, the Steelers' defense. Flex for the week, Carver High talked about it. Bills Steelers has moved from 1 p.m. on CBS to 8:20 on NBC. Vikings Chargers has been moved from 8:20 to 4:05. Thank God. J.J. Watt hopes to return for the playoffs after his pectoral injury. Does it really look like they need him back? Like he's going to rush back and play in the playoffs? Gee, what do you think will happen to him in that game? You think his head will come off? I mean, what else is going to fall off of this guy? Honestly, I think he's a great player, but is he not got the worst luck in the world when it comes to injuries? Every time he gets injured, it's season ending. He never misses 1 or 2 weeks. He misses the whole season. Now he's going to come back and play a playoff game. Christ, what's going to happen? His leg's going to fall off? Texans will not pursue the Patriots' Nick Caserio or hire a GM in 2020. You know, it'd be great if they never hired one ever again.
Just keep letting Bill O'Brien run it. I mean, hey, it's going all right this year.
Oklahoma head coach Lincoln Riley formed a close relationship with Jerry Jones. There's your next coach of the Cowboys.
He'll be forming an even closer relationship when he's the coach in a few months. Right. I mean, that's it.
That's what that is. Bills Cowboys give CBS its highest Thanksgiving rating in 27 years, and no one cared, and I still reported on it because I'm paid to.
Bills Mafia.
Bruce Allen could be on the outs in D.C., and it says here, finally.
Finally. I'll believe it when I see it.
He's done a great job in destroying the Redskins. Lane Johnson agrees to a 4-year extension worth $72 million for the Eagles, and it's paying off in spades. They just look fantastic. I mean, I got to tell you. Mac and Jax, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty and crew, I've been out of commission, but y'all still my guys.
What's happening? How you doing, Mac?
I'm all right, brother. I'm all right. But we got some hot garbage down here. And it ain't Nick. It's not Nick Foles' Bible system. So don't blame him. It's not just him. The line can't block for him, and the defense can't even tackle you, Scotty. It's just bad. And Doug Marrone and his crew, they're on their way out. They are on their way out. And I think they're going, in my opinion, they're going to keep coughing and start this thing all over next year. And I'm still a fan. Still a fan of the Jags. Still a fan of you, Scott.
Yeah, well, thank God for that, because there's no reason to root for the Jags anymore at this point. Their season's been so bad. Can they beat the Chargers? They're just as bad as they are.
Yeah, 2-4 and 8. I don't know. I really don't know. My fandom says yeah, but my head says no.
Yeah, I think they have a shot, because I think the Chargers are mailing it in.
Yeah, both of them are. And,
what happened? Did you hear about this guy? This guy Telvin Smith that used to play with the Jaguars. What happened with him?
You know what? I think it's something that happened to him in his home, Scott. He had some difficulties with his wife and kids. So he has some issues with that.
Yeah, it's a lot bigger than that, Mac. Let me just fill you in. He may have issues with his wife and kids, but I don't think that's part of the story. What he has issues is when the popo went to his house, he had like 500 pounds of reefer growing in it, and they arrested him. That's the story. It wasn't his wife and kids had a problem because they no longer have any free weed.
That's what he took the year off to do?
Yeah, that's what he took the year off, and $9 million. They found 261 live plants and 50 pounds of marijuana removed. He skipped on $9.7 million in salary and retired from football this year. That's because he's a alleged pot farmer. Belichick calls Lawrence Taylor the greatest defensive player in NFL history. I don't really have a problem with that.
I don't either. And I watched a little bit of that over the weekend, because every Friday night now they're doing this 100 player thing,
right,
on NFL Network.
Right.
There is such a difference in Bill Belichick. You watch him like after that game last night where he didn't want to talk to anybody, and he's just like staring at all the reporters and not speaking.
Right.
You listen to him. They had him on like the panel for the linebackers. The way he talks about the game when he's in that setting, he's sitting there with LT and Ray Lewis and somebody else was there, me and Joe Green, whoever was sitting there, and he just talks about the game and talks about his past experiences. He comes off so much more likable when he's just in that setting talking about football. And then you watch him last night, and he's just like, doesn't want to, you know,
that's
giving you
all,
no answer. I know it is. It's all an act because you see, I think it's more the real him when you see him in that setting, having a good time, talking about the game that he loves, talking about LT. It's such a difference, night and day with Belichick.
What do you think of this guy, the Cardinals' Josh Shaw, that was suspended permanently NFL for betting?
Now, I get it. He hasn't been with them all year. He's been on IR. He hasn't been with the team since March. He goes with his buddies to Vegas for like somebody's birthday or something like that.
Right.
And he's getting involved, doing a little gambling. I guess he shouldn't have gambled on his team. Is that really the?
Caesars contacted the Nevada Gaming Control Board.
Ah, come on.
They narked on him. He placed a wager, and Shaw was open about his line of work when filling out the application for a betting account with Caesars, even listing professional football players.
Well, come on. I mean, you don't even have – just why even do that?
How
he did it to himself then.
Why not have someone else place a bet for
that,
you?
That shows me that he's serious in his defense of, I honestly didn't think I was doing anything wrong. Like, that's, I guess, what he said. I didn't know I was breaking any rules.
Right.
I'm not playing right now. I'm on IR. But I guess he really didn't know. Because for you to write on the application that you're a professional football player, and then you head up to the window and you start playing the games, I guess you probably had no idea of the rules.
I guess not. But he's done now.
Especially because...
How stupid are you, though? Honestly.
I'm guessing you start with his mobile accounts or something from that. Because if you walk up to the window, I don't know how it is if you place like huge amounts, because obviously we don't play that big. Maybe he's playing, you know, 10, 20 grand, whatever. But if you just walk up to the window and place a bet, you need to fill out a stupid application and tell them any information about you. You give them money, they give you a ticket, end of transaction. Like, why are you giving them all this information about you anyway?
Yeah. I guess he was trying to...
If you're there, why bother?
I guess he was trying to open up a betting account. Not good. Clemson would be the betting favorite in any playoff matchup. But did you see their coach?
I'll be picking them to win.
Did you see their coach just crying about Swinney says Clemson held to a different standard by college football?
You knew
voters.
He was mad that week when they left him out of it. Was it the first week or I think it was the first week?
He says we don't play nobody.
Well, he still has the best team. Ohio State's probably right there. LSU, they've all had good years. I will bet Clemson, whoever they play in that semifinal and eventually in the final. I think that they're going to win. I really do. They're going to win again.
It's hilarious listening to him cry, though. They've won two of the last three national championships. What's he crying about?
And you notice that's when he started piling it on everybody. When they left him out of that poll that one week and they put them fifth, that's when he started whacking everybody. Because now every week since, Clemson's been winning by 30, 40. You know, they're just whacking teams every week now, like they're going to do to Virginia on Saturday.
Oh, my God, Virginia.
They're going to whack Virginia,
good
too.
Good luck. Good luck against them. At least Virginia beat Virginia Tech for the first time in ages.
I know. It's been forever since they did that. Good for them.
But how about Washington State? They can't beat Washington.
They can't beat Washington either.
And then our boy Leach got all fired up about it. Somebody asked him a question. He called him a troll. Sanctimonious
Leach.
Troll.
Leach is the best.
He called some reporter a troll. 855-212-4CBS to get on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Have you guys ever noticed that they now give out awards for everything?
Everything.
Literally. Coach of the week, coach of the month, player of the day, player of the hour, player of the minute, player of the second, coach of the month, coach of the week, coach of the day, coach of the hour, coach of the minute, coach of the half hour, player of the month, player of the week. What in God's name? Power rankings? I mean, it has gotten so bad in sports. It's embarrassing. Frank Vogel wins Coach of the Month. Coach of the Month. What is that?
Speaking of coaches.
What is Coach of the Month? What does that get you? A ham sandwich 4 months from now?
How about Mello Player of the Week?
Player of the Week, Player of the Month, Player of the Day, Player of the Hour, Player of the Minute, Player of the Second.
Mello back, baby. Back.
You know what?
Averaged 22 last week.
I think the key to his revival was sitting for like a year.
He's fresh.
Yeah, he's just fresh. And that, I mean, the guy always had a J.
Well, that's all. I mean, he's just popping. I mean.
But his body is not broke down. It's completely rejuvenated. He took a year off, whatever it was. He never could get a job. So he goes out. All he does now is just go out, play his 25 minutes, and fill it up. He still doesn't play any D or anything, right? He just shoots.
He doesn't.
And it's amazing because I was even talking to 34C about it. The guy was, you know, with the Knicks, and they got rid of him and went to the Rockets, right? And then they cut him, and then no one would give him a job. But there are so many hacks playing in the NBA. It's almost like not giving Kaepernick a job when you think about it. That guy could play better than, you know, 50, 60% of the hacks they got backing up quarterbacks now. But Melo's just, he can flat out shoot. The guy can shoot. There's just no denying it. He has a mid-range J, like, you know, automatic. He can definitely fill it up. So he had a 25-point game the other night, and that's not really that surprising to me. I've seen him have 50, 100 of those. I mean, how many times have you seen that guy have 30 points? 5,000 times? I mean, honestly. So I'm not surprised he can shoot. And you know what Portland needs? Scoring, because they got Dame, McCollum, and no one else.
Ryan, those guys have been, was it Dame's backed up, banged up with the back all year so far? He's been, you know, in and out. The thing with that, you know, with Melo is to the situation that he's been in. When he was with Knicks, jack up shots, team sucks, doesn't matter, go ahead. When he was with the Rockets in Oklahoma City, these are playoff teams. They're worried about defense. They're worried about playing the right way. They're worried about being the best in the West. So it didn't fit in. But now going to Portland, who's been disappointing so far, they had a bad start. They're not where they're supposed to be. Good. Jack up shots. Do whatever you want because it doesn't matter yet.
Yeah, look, he can definitely do it. So I don't think I think he's scoring. I don't think he, like, looks great or anything. His body looks, you know, old to me. He's got that big ass going, and he's slow, the whole deal, right? But he can definitely get open and shoot a J.
Good for him.
No one guards him. They better. If you don't stick a hand in his face, he'll stick it in the net. I mean, that's just all there is to it. He's like me. You leave me open, I'll drill it. I played all weekend. You leave me open, I'll take your children. That's all there is to it. I go to the rack and finish on your end. Jay in Boston on EEI. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I'm driving in a snowstorm, so could I get a cold one for that?
You deserve it. I know you guys got it way worse than we did. We got lucky in New York. You guys are getting hammered?
Hammered right now.
That sucks. You guys get way worse weather up there than we do.
Pretty much. Hey, yeah. I just want to talk about that Pat game. That Brady did not. That was not his. None of it was his fault.
Right.
The mental mistakes, the penalties, the not knowing where the first down marker is, a fair catch at your 5-yard line.
Right.
Like, it was ridiculous. Like, it was just an uncharacteristic game for the Patriot organization as a whole.
Yeah.
But it definitely wasn't on Brady. I mean, he's going to end up in San Diego next year, and he's going to kill it.
Wow, I hope not. I that would be so depressing.
Yeah. Think about the fit. Think about the fit for that. The weapons they have. For him?
Well, look, if he ends up playing for the Chargers in L.A., whatever. But I hope not. I hope he plays with the Patriots. I don't want to see that whole cheesy, like, Peyton Manning ending. I'll give him this.
Montana
the guy,
to Kansas City.
Well, they all did it, but at least Manning went and won a Super Bowl. He went and got it done. But I don't – yeah, I don't – frankly, I don't see him going to the Chargers and winning a Super Bowl. But it is what it is. If he goes there, so be it. I hate when that happens at the end of a guy. Like, I never liked the Montana to Kansas City. I know that everybody thought it worked, but it didn't. And
Favre had the Vikings on the doorstep when they lost to the Saints in the NFC title game. But
Favre definitely had that going. But when he was in New York, there was a lot.
Oh, well, that was a disaster that one year.
Well, that was then he had his pants down. Didn't he have his pants down in that one
too? But
we had a little problem there. But I don't think I don't see it. I actually don't see Kraft letting that happen. But you know, maybe it will. I don't blame him for anything on Sunday. I thought he looked normal, but their defense didn't. And I will say this, he's definitely had several games this year where he wasn't good, and it's the first signs ever, in my opinion, ever, that he's that Father Time is in the neighborhood trying to steal his ball. And he's hiding around the back of the house, and he better be careful because Father Time's right around the neighborhood looking for him.
Well, you know, I'm with you, and I'm with Jay, who called. I don't think they lost that game last night because of him.
No.
They didn't.
No.
Their defense gave up some touchdowns, gave up some yardage that they had not been doing a lot this year aside from the Raven game and that game. And you saw there was, of course, the one clip that was played all over the internet today, which was Brady giving the business to the receivers on the sideline early in the game in the first half,
right,
saying, we got to be quicker, we got to be better. I was watching a little bit of the game last night, and obviously you know Edelman is out there, but man, who are these other hacks that they've got running around out there playing wide receiver for them? Like, who are these guys? Myers and all, like, he's, and I know he's done it in the past with a lot of no-name guys, but he is thin right now in the weapon department.
Yeah.
It is a noticeable difference. Like, he's got Edelman.
Bring back AB.
He's got Edelman and he's got White. I mean,
and
in terms
it.
Of the passing game.
Dorsett, is he still on there running around? Yeah,
but he's been hurt a lot this year. They let Gordon, of course, go. They let the AB thing happen.
Right.
We know that. They do not
but
have
they
a lot
use
of
him
no
right
Gronk,
now.
As we know,
if
either.
If they had AB, they would be lighting it up.
I'm just saying.
That guy scored a touchdown in his first game in 5 minutes.
I know he's used to doing it, but he is thin at the weapon department right now.
Boy, how they ran that guy out of the NFL, didn't they?
He'll be back next year.
Yeah, sure he will. He'll be playing in San Diego. They'll be chilling on the beach in La Jolla, son. La Jolla Beach and tennis. What up, kid? Mitch in Jacksonville.
Hey, Scotty.
Hey,
I'm really glad I came upon your show about a month ago. You ruled the time zone here in Florida.
Cool,
tell you, brother.
Cool, man.
The Telvin thing down here is what we're getting is, you know, he hasn't been booked in federal or local jails. They took him in handcuffs, then unhandcuffed him. The only thing they took from the house was his Escalade. You know, he was involved in a stabbing with a woman.
But yeah, I don't know about that. All I heard was they took all his weed, too.
No, there was a drug bust around there. But think about this, man. Okay, what'd you say, 261 plants?
Yeah.
Full maturity, everything, even if it's kind, kush, whatever the heck you want to call it, maybe $5,000 per plant. That's only $2 million. There's no way that was the deal. They didn't take nothing from the house. They didn't even take him.
Wait a minute. So you're suggesting that $2 million worth of weed isn't an interest to the Florida State popo?
Well, yes, it is. But these days, no one's going to be a personal grower anymore because we have the medicinal storefronts.
I'll give you that, and God bless them. And you got all the really good massage parlors.
Well, 10-4 on that. But and one more other thing, because I didn't know this until somebody pointed it out this morning to me. You know, Kaepernick, on his socks when he started kneeling, had the written in magic marker, kill pigs.
Yeah.
I mean, would that hurt you worse than not paying attention to the flag on, you know, the national anthem?
Yeah, I remember all this talk about that. I'm just so, Mitch, I'm just so over it. Please, God, leave me alone. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about him. I'm so done with him and all of his activism and saving the world and winning lawsuits and suing people and Nike loves him and I'm going to vomit, okay? I got enough problems. But I will talk about Terrell Pryor and his girlfriend stabbing each other. What's going on with that? Did you see that whole scene in Pittsburgh? That was great. Like, did you see the chick's mugshot? She was smiling when they were booking her for murder. For stabbing someone, for attempted murder, she gets a mugshot and she did like a photo op. She smiled at the camera. Did you see her? You can't make this stuff up. She's booked on attempted murder for stabbing a guy several times and she's smiling in the mugshot like, oh, you're taking my picture? Oh, hold on, get my good side. I mean, I was like, what is going on? And then I read these stories that he and her have been dating for like a year and it's just been hands on. I mean, they could go at it all the time. Like, there's reports of alleged, like, neighbor saying they're just constantly screaming and fighting. And there's all kinds of rough shenanigans going on, allegedly. Nothing like that. They arrested both of them. Simple assault, being stabbed. Boy, what a life. Playing the NFL and you're done. You get some girlfriend that stabs you. In Pittsburgh, no less. How do you end up living in Pittsburgh after you have all that money? Don't you go somewhere nice? I love Pittsburgh. I'm from there. It's the only place I'd go if I had to live somewhere gloomier than here in New York. If I want to live in a crappy place with crappy weather, I'm certainly going home to Pittsburgh, my hometown, which I love more than life itself. But it's not the place I want to get shanked. Thanks. Can I at least get shanked in the Caribbean, laying on a beach somewhere with some cocaine or something? You know what I mean? What are you going to do this weekend? I'm just going over to my girlfriend's apartment. What's she got going on? About a 12-inch butcher knife in my chest. Awesome. Is she good in bed?
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So the NFL reportedly considering the reconsidering the possibility of implementing a wild onside kick idea that was originally shot down. But did you hear about this? The NFL could have a crazy new rule for next season involving onside kicks. The rule would allow teams to try and convert a 4th-and-15 play from their own 35-yard line instead of attempting an onside kick. If they get the 15 yards, the team would get a first down and keep possession of the ball. If they don't get the 15, the other team would take over possession from where the play ended. Finally, yesterday, someone converted an onside kick. It took years.
Well, there was actually a ton this weekend.
Really?
Atlanta on Thursday night against the Saints, they ended up getting three. One of them was called back on a penalty, but three at the end of that game against the Saints, Atlanta recovered. I saw, who else had one yesterday? Was it Miami that had one yesterday on a trick? There was a bunch this weekend.
No, I saw one
yesterday. It went from, they put the graphic up in the Atlanta game when they got the...
Right.
Two or three of them, that only two would have been converted up until that point all year.
Right.
And then this weekend, it was like, it was madness. There was onside kicks recovered left and right. I'm very torn on this thing. I think it would be fun, but I think you're getting too...
fancy?
Too video game-ish. I don't know. It just sounds a little... I get it that nobody's getting these onside kicks. They want to change something up. I don't know. You're going to start to get into that area where... Penalties are going to keep the now 4th-and-15. Somebody like in the Bronco game yesterday is going to chuck it deep looking for the pass interference, maybe. I don't know. It's very strange, but they also know that they've taken out kind of the onside kick factor of it.
Right.
Of a team trying to get the ball back.
Because that's what everyone will do.
Well, everybody, yeah, but it's such a higher percentage, I feel like.
Did you feel that Harbaugh was a jerk to the reporter guy that asked him about losing?
When isn't he?
He is a grumpy old goat, isn't he?
Well, he's gotten beat down now every year by Ohio State. This year, he gets beat down. And let's give the guy Day credit, right? Because when Urban Meyer left and he was going to be the coach this year.
No, I doubted it.
We all did. We all sat here being like, I don't know. He's got the players. It's his first time being a head coach. Let's see what happens. And they steamrolled everybody. You know they're going to steamroll Wisconsin on Saturday. They're going into that playoff. They'll go into that playoff if they somehow lost to Wisconsin, too. Doesn't matter. So he has done an unbelievable job.
They already beat Wisconsin this year.
Yeah, and they'll beat him again on Saturday.
Anyway, we already talked about Nick Saban griping. I don't even want to talk about him anymore.
Just honestly. To cry with all the winning that you've done since
just
you've been
go
in Alabama.
Away.
All the winning every year. To cry at the end of that game like he did.
Why not just don't talk at all? Why not just lose and get on the bus and go?
He'd get killed for that, too.
So what?
It's better than the cry.
He just wants it all to go his way. And that includes all games, all media, all interviews. Everything. He wants control of everything, and everything's going to go his way. And if he loses, he doesn't like that. So he doesn't put up with it. So he's kind of a jerk, is really what it boils down to it. Boise State had a close call, but escaped Colorado State. They're playing. They just keep winning. How about Memphis and Cincinnati? What a game it was. Now they're playing again this week.
They are. Big game for Memphis, as we know, because they are.
They're laying 10 again. It was 9.5. Now they're laying 10. They beat them by 10.
Right. Right on
now they're giving them 10. You got to jump on that number. Central Michigan claims the MAC West shuts Western Michigan out of the conference championship game. How about Central Michigan having a great year? Elijah Moore apologizes for the Egg Bowl celebration in the end zone. How dumb do you have to be? Honestly, how stupid do you have to be to think that you can get away with taking a leak on the field like a dog? Like, didn't we do this in the NFL with Beckham? Did you not learn from him? No one learned. You know what that kid thought? He thought that was cool. So he did it himself. That did a lot of wonders for you in the game. Nice loss after that because of you, you idiot. Honestly, Florida State has made contact. Do you believe that with James Franklin? Do you think he would go to Florida State, leave Penn State?
He seems like the type of guy who will go anywhere for the highest dollar, so I believe it.
Wow. Doesn't he have a better job where he is?
Probably, but I mean, if...
Do you think Penn State's a better football program than Florida State?
I mean...
I do.
Currently? I mean, I don't know.
Currently it is, for sure.
Well, he'd obviously have a lot... He's already started building something at Penn State. Florida State has a lot of work to be done there.
Missouri head coach Barry Odom fired. Matt Luke fired at Ole Miss. Boston College fired Steve Adazio. They're just firing just everywhere. Greg Schiano gets the Rutgers deal. A&M brings in $1.3 million from alcohol sales in their first year at Kyle Field.
Firing everywhere in college football except USC. Contrary to reports, I got them all hot and bothered.
Didn't they say he was fired?
Yeah, well, someone from like Sports Illustrated said they fired him, and then they all came out and said, nope,
listen,
not the case.
I was talking to my buddy, you know, that used to work at SI. You know him. And I said to him today, I said, why don't they just fold that up already? You know what I mean? They've already ruined it. It's completely worthless now, isn't it, that place? They should just shack it up and rack it. It's done. What, do they come out once a month now? How embarrassing has that gotten? The Heat are looking ahead to 2021. It says here they're going to go after Giannis or Oladipo. Glad they're 2 years down the road, got it all figured out.
Hey, listen, in today's NBA, this is what you need to do.
Look down the road.
You got to clear that space when you know somebody big is going to be coming. Now, who knows? Like all these other guys, he says the right things now. We'll see what happens.
Ja Morant, we do it with back spasm. Lakers, lofty goal. They will not. They don't want to lose two in a row the whole year. They're playing in Denver tomorrow night. That'll be two in a row.
You think they'll lose in Denver tomorrow?
I do. Well, how many did I hit tonight, Mafia? 9-3 in the NBA. I suck at picking NBA games. NBA seriously discussing sweeping and dramatic changes to the league calendar. They're thinking of going from 82 to 78 games. Dramatic. What a dramatic difference that'll be, the four games they cut from the schedule. Pirates hired Derek Shelton to be their new manager. I'm waiting for Carver High's response.
Who? Who?
Mets trade rumors. New York, one of the many teams interested in the Brewers. Josh Hader says here. Mike Moustakas and the Reds agree to a four-year, $64 million deal. He's going to play second base. He's never played second base. Cubs don't offer a deal to Addison Russell. He's out. Didn't he have problems with his girlfriend in Chicago? That was the end of him. Bill Peters resigns as Flames head coach after admitting using racial slurs toward players. Chris Chelios says that, allegedly, Mike Babcock, when he was the coach of the Red Wings, verbally assaulted Johan Franzen in 2012 and gave him a nervous breakdown. Mark Crawford tonight suspended from, assistant coach on what team is he an assistant with? He got suspended for allegedly kicking a player a few years ago, right? They're getting him for some old stuff that happened when he was a head coach. He's with the Blackhawks. He's an assistant, and he's suspended now for something he did years ago. Somebody's come out of the closet and said that he kicked him. Michigan beats Gonzaga, wins the battle for Atlantis. They've already named next year's Atlantis teams that are going to be in there. No one cared. Louisville, the new number one in college basketball. They play tomorrow night against, who is it? They're playing Michigan tomorrow. And Michigan State, Duke. Good games tomorrow night in college basketball. The top five, Louisville, Kansas, Maryland, Michigan, and Virginia. That'll change next week. And Conor McGregor will fight Donald Cerrone. This is the worst kept secret in MMA. That was announced before I went to Vegas. Didn't we say he was going to fight Donald Cerrone? And now it's official. Tony Ferguson will fight Khabib Nurmagomedov on April 18th. People are very excited about that. George in L.A.
For real, what's going on, brother?
Hey, man.
Hey, can I get a Miller High Life?
Get him a cold beverage. It's still open at Pharrell Pub for 2 minutes. All right.
Hey, Pharrell. I think the Rams have any chance against Seahawks, maybe one final run for the year.
I do. I think the Rams have a definite shot against Seattle Sunday night, and I think the Bills have a shot against the Ravens on Sunday in Orchard Park. And, you know, there's other games as well that I think there's, you know, possibilities of some upsets. This could be a wild week as usual in the NFL. I think the next 4 weeks, the last 4 weeks of the season will be crazy. I thought the Rams really looked good yesterday, but let's face it, they played the puke Cardinals who have completely mailed it in. I mean, they're done. And now Kyler Murray looks like such a rookie, doesn't he? He's getting worse by the day. Adam in San Francisco.
Hey, Pharrell, you the man.
How can I be the man when you're the man? It's impossible.
Hey, I just want to know, were you watching the Cal Bears at the Rose Bowl stop on UCLA on Saturday night? That's a pretty late tip-off for you.
I did watch it. I did watch it because I had Cal and 2.5 shakeout. Ooh.
That's right, yeah. So it was an awesome end of the season. We'll see the Bears in a bowl game. I'm loving it. Thanks a lot. You the man.
Yeah, man. They had a really good season. And, again, no one cared. It was a great season for Cal football. God bless them. I love Berkeley. It's a good place. And a great education for sure. Very expensive to go to school there. If you go there for 4 years out of state, it'll cost you about $300,000 or $400,000. It's no joke. Believe me, you. Tonight, Suns beat the Hornets by 5. Cover! Sixers over the Jazz, 103-94. Hit the Sixers. Hawks over the Warriors. Cover! Bucks easy over the Knicks. Cover! Pacers over the Grizzlies. Cover! Bulls over the Kings with the number. Cover! I did well. Hot night in hockey as well. Hit the Sabres over the Devils. I lost the Vegas. I actually took the Rangers, I think. I could be wrong there. I think I did. I definitely hit the Islanders against the Red Wings. I hit the Blues. There was one other game, but I'm frozen in time. Oh, I hit the Ducks over the Kings. So I hit 4 of the 5 games in the NHL, and I hit every game but one in the NBA. Sorry, I suck. I got one game wrong tonight in both the NBA and NHL. I'm sorry, I got every other game right except the one in each league. Sorry about that. All right, for Carver High and Mafia, I'm Pharrell. Don't forget the podcast on radio.com. Good night.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.